Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Girls basketball coach Craig Burns after a couple of games from this past week. And coach, this was a bit of a rough week for you guys. You guys facing adversity, and you guys ended up losing a game last Saturday to Nemaha Central. It was back and forth in the first quarter, and they ended up pushing the lead to 10 and kept it there for a while. So overall, I want to get your thoughts on this one.
That was probably my worst coaching job since I became coach since last year. Didn't make an adjustment quick enough, and, you know, we always do, like, affirmation. We have an assistant coach that he ran cross-country, and he was All-American at cross-country at Emporia State, and Coach Starks, and he always talks about affirmation and things like that, and so we do those. And one of mine is, like, you know, I have to be the best coach for I can, you know, put you guys in the best position to win the game. And I didn't do that, so especially in that first half. So, but in the second half, we made some adjustments and we came back. But man, like always, Nemaha Central, and they're a machine, and they was ready to go. You could tell they was ready for this game. So it was a good game, good atmosphere, and you know, a little bit of finesse couldn't deal with the big bully. You know, they just ran right over us like a steamroller. So, but we'll get back together and go back into the shop and do some things, and we'll see what we can do the rest of the year.
So after Saturday, you guys competed on Tuesday. You guys did win on the road 47-45, but Coach, this one was a grind. You guys got to a great start in the first quarter. You fell behind a little bit in the second quarter. You did a really good job getting back again in the third quarter, and then they outscored you in the fourth quarter. So it was back and forth, a lot of runs in this one.
It seemed like it's for the last couple of weeks. I know it seemed like our routine just got off when we went into all those consolation. And a little bit before then, we was really on top of our game. I mean, that's the best we was probably playing. I always tell people probably around in the McLeod tournament, around there, we was really playing really, really well. And it seemed like those games, playing all those games in a row, I mean, we don't have that much depth anyway. Seemed like it kind of took a toll and kind of knocked us off balance a little bit. So we just got to, you know, get some things back and get our legs back under us and get ready for the stretch run.
So now you guys will try to get back into a rhythm, as you mentioned. You guys will take on Perry the Compton, kind of bottom of the pack, but they still have some really good scores. And you guys beat them 40-10 in your first appearance. That was back in early January. And then you'll get a chance to get Nemaha Central back next Tuesday. They'll be right here on KMZA. So, Coach, for you guys in these two games, what are you really wanting to see out of your girls that will really give you some confidence moving forward in your team in the postseason?
Well, I'm looking for, you know, some spark. I mean, the defense is there. It's always there. You know, defense is all about heart, hustle, and grit, and we have that. You know, you can kind of see that as we get behind and we come back. But we need to get rolling on offense again. You know, we need to get where we're hitting our outside shots. And also inside, you know, we need Taylor to, you know, get some shots to go down. I mean, I know she's been pushed and things down low, you know. looked like last night a girl was doing a body, you know, offensive body block. but she has to deal with that. And, you know, it just depends on how it's being called. If things are not being called and kind of a rough game, you know, we got to get tough, and that's just the way it goes. So, looking for offense to really start clicking, and once we do that, we'll be fine.
Absolutely, and we look forward to getting with you again next week as we'll get to talk about some sub-state and possibly a Big 7 title, at least a share, or maybe even outright. We'll see how things go. A lot of outcomes could happen here over this past, or over this next week of regular season action. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Say, again, as always, thank you for what you do for Northeast Kansas sports, and God bless.
That was Riverside girls head basketball coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Convathina and Euler Law Office.